Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Well, I'm back after a bit of a break, and by break, I mean break from recording, not vacation. Whew, it has been a busy few weeks. In addition to completing my master's in adult education, my computer crashed. And by crashed, I mean an unrecoverable, catastrophic mechanical failure of the hard drive that had my operating system on it. Of course, it happened during my last week of school. So, my last week of school, while I was trying to finish my master's thesis and team projects, my youngest got sick, so of course I got sick, and then my computer crashed. Perfect timing, right? Now fortunately, I keep data on a separate physical drive and I perform nightly backups, so I didn't have any data loss. However, I did have to install a new drive and spend hours reinstalling my operating system and programs, and then spend even more hours applying all of those patches. So I appreciate everyone's patience, and now we'll move on to the long-awaited quick tip of this week. There were a string of home burglaries that exemplified that type of crime in my area. It involved a plan and a team of crooks. These burglaries happened during the day when most people are at work. There would be at least three people on the team: the doorman or layoff, a lookout, and a driver. The plan was something along the lines of the following. The lookout is in a nearby car or on the sidewalk talking on his or her cell phone. And I do mean his or her. The driver is often down the block waiting for the signal to move in. And the doorman is the person who approaches the front door. So the doorman walks up to the door and knocks or rings the bell. If no one answers, he kicks in the front door and loots the house. He walks the house and gathers all of the valuables by the front entryway. When he has everything, he calls a driver who backs his car into the driveway. The two then load up the car and drive away. These crooks can empty your house of all valuables in less than 10 minutes. According to police reports, one poor victim watched them do it. She was home when the doorbell rang and she didn't respond. She just watched the man through her peephole. She was incredibly surprised when he kicked in the front door on her. As soon as the criminal realized there was someone home, he took off. Also in the police reports, when people did answer the door, the criminals gave some sort of excuse for knocking. You know, things such as, "Oh, sorry, wrong house," or "I'm looking for somebody." So, what can you do to protect yourself and your belongings in this situation? First, if someone knocks or rings the bell, challenge them through the door. Do not open the door, but do let them know someone is home. Longtime listeners of the show have heard me say that before. You've also heard me say this before. Be a jerk. If you're a woman, be a complete bitch. Let them know you're not worth the time. You don't want what they're selling, and you don't care what it is. Let them know you're trouble and not worth the effort. Be a hard target. Next, do not stand directly in front of the door. I always stand back 5 or 6 feet, which is about 2 meters, and off to the side. Police do the same thing when they approach the doors. If someone starts shooting or kicks the door in, you do not want to get hit. So stand back and off to the side. So what if you're not home when this goes down? Most of us are at work during the day. This is where dogs are nice. Even if it's a little ankle biter or a rat on a leash, if it makes noise like a dog, they probably won't bother coming in. Unless they see something of real value through a window, they'll likely move on to a softer target. A steel door frame is nearly impossible to kick in. I discussed these in the home security series early in the show and mentioned them on the Facebook page and Twitter feed. One listener even brought up an aftermarket self-installed door frame that saved him. It stopped someone from kicking in his door at 2:30 in the morning. I'll put a link to that item in the show notes. And finally, there's always the home alarm. The alarm will not stop the intrusion, but it will scare them off when the horn blasts. I've seen this happen before in an apartment building I lived for a few years. The crooks crowbar the door open, and when the alarm triggered, they knocked the control panel off the wall and then ran away. There are tons of other general preventative measures that you can take against burglaries, and I covered many of them in my home security series back in episodes 11 through 16. Plus, you know, a smattering of quick tips over the past 4 years. Which actually is a perfect segue into a plug for my upcoming book. You know, now that I finished my studies, I'm going to finish my book on home security. I'm going to release it as an ebook. Now, I'll have all sorts of goodies in there, including best practices, security protocols, diagrams, true stories, and all sorts of good stuff. Give me about 2 months to finish it up and publish. I'll be certain to make many announcements when it becomes available. And that will do it for this week. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook, and I'll get back to doing them daily now that I'm done with school and I have my computer back. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. And for those of you with the mobile phone app for the show, I will be including a PDF summary and the show notes in the feed. You'll be able to find it in the bonus content section. And finally, if you want to help the show out, a positive review on iTunes would be greatly appreciated. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
I'm done with school! Woohoo!
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexhaddocs.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddocs.com.
Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.